Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call this meeting to order. My name is Jesse Dow. I'm the chairman of the Dublin County Commissioners, and today is the 17th day of February 2020. We as a board and the Dublin County community are devastated by the tragic passing of a colleague and friend, Mr. Doug Grady. You see, he's not here today. He's commissioner of District 1. His seat is empty today, and we will miss him dearly, beyond measure. I think we should have a moment of silence, and then I'll ask Ms. Latson to give us an invocation, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, if we have a moment of silence, please. Thank you so very much, and if everybody could say a special prayer for the family of Mr. Grady and the families of some other members that are gravely ill that are within the county government. Okay, Ms. Latson, do a prayer and then we do the Pledge of Allegiance.
All wise and wonderful Father, this day, yesterday and tomorrow, our hearts will be continually heavy, but we know you will help us work through this because, after all, Doug would want us to still keep the business of Dublin ahead for the citizens here. We thank you for this evening being able to come out and to still work together, and also to have a smile about Doug. We thank you for this being who you are at this time of trouble. We pray all of this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Again, you're welcome here to this meeting today. Thank you for coming. We'll go ahead with our agenda, and first up is public comments. Are there any citizens that wish to make any public comments at this time? Anybody signed up, Mr.
Mayor? Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments.
Okay, if Mrs. Carrie Shields, please come up and we'll hear her, please.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here to hold a public hearing to consider an additional incentive for Project Cycle. Project Cycle is an existing poultry industry in the Wallace area. This additional tax incentive will provide approximately $2,093,301.18 for the company expansion. This incentive is over a 10-year period, with the first 7 years being at 80% of the new taxes generated and the additional 3 years at 50% of the new tax dollars generated, to be a total of 10-year term incentive. The extension retained 675 jobs and created 200 new jobs in Dublin County and increases the total tax base investment to $110 million. We need to hold a public hearing, and afterwards I ask that you consider approving this incentive.
All right, thank you, Ms. Shields. Okay, at this time, I will open it up for a public hearing in reference to this additional incentive. This is the time that you can comment on the during the public hearing on the incentive if you like.
Question.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, would you state your name, please, and then your question?
My name is Marzella Morrissey, and I'd like to know if funds will be used to build new chicken houses.
It is not, no.
So what's the $2 million?
It's to build an existing, it's to build the existing facility, poultry facility.
It's actually an expansion of the facility.
Of the existing facility, correct.
Okay, are there any other questions?
I have a question. About how long will this take to finish with the extension and stuff? Do you have a timeframe?
If the extension is completed.
Any other questions? Okay, at this time, since there are no other questions at this time, I will close the public hearing.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. I've got a motion and second to approve the Economic Development Incentive Agreement between the Dublin County and House of Rayford, and authorize the chairman to sign. Any further discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, Mr. Brinson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I don't have any announcements, but I would like to let you know that early voting is still being conducted. It's being held at the Department of Social Services. I spoke with the Board of Elections supervisor this morning. She said we voted a little over 300 as of today in total. I also spoke with Amanda Justice out at the event center. She said that we had a very successful rodeo over the weekend. They had approximately 1,600 there Friday night, and Saturday night was a complete sellout. So it was very successful. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. I would ask that we have a closed session for legal matters pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A3.
I move you out of open and closed.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion to go out of open session in the closed session. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion said. Motion passes. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we are going out of open session into